see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second hour, Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Tuesday, July 14, 2026 edition. Joining us on the line right now is Ian Murphy. He's the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Hey, buddy. I wanted to ask you last week, and we talked so much about everything going on out there, at the Iron Pig and all the things happening, the food truck, your ability to serve people there at the pavilion if they want to do a family reunion, the farmer's market, movie night. I mean, dude, we had so much to talk about last week. Do you have any updates for us with regards to the bourbon and what happened there at the Iron Pig? Maybe you can fill in, folks, what happened and maybe where the status is of all that.
Yeah, so to catch everybody up, if they didn't hear, June 3rd of this year, there was a coordinated sting against both of my Iron Pig locations. The downtown location, which we have sold off. I still own the liquor license and stuff on that, so we're going through a process there to sell that off. And then our new location, two investigators there, three investigators downtown, coordinated at the exact same time. They came in under the guise of a regular inspection, which is where they come in, check your liquor license to make sure it's up to date. Your age poster has to be posted for the public to see. Your sales tax license. They go through and they check if there's any illegal spirits. Or so anyways, this routine inspection had been done the middle of May. And then about less than 3 weeks later, five agents show up between two of my locations. They took all of my bourbon. They played this game with me like they were pretending that they didn't know the Iron Pig bourbon, Gaylord Gold, even existed. Standing in my, I have some of this on video. He's standing at the bar and he turns around and he sees, you know, this wall of Iron Pig bourbon. And he says, Oh, look at that. You guys have your own bourbon. Oh, where's that made? I said, Kentucky, in Bardstown, Kentucky. Oh, well, how did you get it here? And I played dumb. Oh, I don't know. So they go through this charade and play me for a fool. And I know exactly what they were doing. But at the end of the day, what happened was they took all of our bourbon from both of our properties. They took the binder, even, that has all of our confidential information for all of our barrel club members. Names, phone numbers, addresses, their barrel number, everything. They're not entitled to that information. He says, it's part of our investigation now. So what they did was they left me what they call a notice of deficiency, which for them it means this is all the information you are required to give us. And at the bottom of it, they cite the Michigan Liquor Commission rule that I'm supposed to follow. Now, that rule says, on this piece of paper, it says an a licensee must comply with all officials from the Liquor Commission, blah, 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 to complete their investigation. So you go up and you actually read the rule in the rule book that's published. That entire section is for an applicant for a license. Now, Randy, I'm not an applicant. I haven't been an applicant in years. I'm a licensee. There's a reason why they changed the words from the rule in the book to the rule they put on this piece of paper. And it's because a federal judge ruled that the Michigan Liquor Control Commission needs to change its rules and allow its licensees to have a Fourth Amendment right, which is you need a warrant. They didn't do that for me. They came in and warrantless searched and seized all of my bourbon.
Unbelievable. We're going to continue this conversation on with Ian Murphy. IronPigSmoke.com is the website. You can order online for curbside pickup window. IronPigSmoke.com. Short break. We'll be right back.
I'm Justin Michael. For over 500 consecutive days, I've worked diligently to earn your respect by having difficult conversations in every town, city, village, and township in our district. I've driven over 100,000 miles to meet you where you are, at your businesses, in your homes, and in your communities. On August 4th, you get to decide if you want leadership that says they will represent you once they get to Washington, or someone who represents you now. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain, USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain, USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today. The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two with Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig Smokehouse in Gaylord. Ian, to continue this story and to back the bus up a little bit, that statute, that actual MCL, that you and your attorney looked up doesn't apply to ongoing operators, licensees. This says in the statute, in the law, it's for an applicant, somebody applying for a liquor license. Is that basically what your interpretation of what this document they served you, gave you, what it basically says?
That's the facts. The facts are the statute, they changed the language from an applicant for a license to a licensee. The section they pulled from is about applying for a liquor license. You have to go through a tremendous background check, get fingerprinted. They look up bank records, all sorts of things that you must comply with as a license, as an applicant for a license. Sure. I am not applying for a single license. The reason, so you have to ask the question, what statute do they have access to? Well, according to a federal judge, they can't use the former statute that was knocked down by a bar in mid-Michigan. They had a case where an employee got drunk after work, went out, got pulled over, got a DUI. State trooper then goes back to the bar, demands his time cards from the manager. Manager says, you don't get access to those records. The state trooper says, well, according to the Michigan Liquor Commission rule 436.1801, maybe, they do. They were forced to get a warrant and come back and get that information. They then sued. Sorry, the Liquor Commission then sued basically the licensee for not complying. They took that court outside of Michigan into federal court, questioned the qualified immunity of the state trooper, and questioned the qualified immunity of the Michigan Liquor Control Director, the main commissioner. The two of them were personally named in this lawsuit. The federal judge ultimately said, hey, listen, Michigan Liquor, you are a government agency. You should not be removing your licensee's Fourth Amendment protections. Since you're a government agency, you should actually be going out of your way to protect your citizen and your licensee's Fourth Amendment right. That's why they changed the nomenclature from an applicant section rule and tried to apply it to a licensee. The former statute that they had really no longer exists. It's still law in Michigan. Liquor Commission is appealing that ruling in federal court. But right now, there is precedent that says, I get my Fourth Amendment right. They're also trying to deny me my Fifth Amendment right at this time because they are demanding that I provide them information that could incriminate myself or could incriminate my business partners as well. I'm certainly not about to do that. And if that sets up a Fifth Amendment right with the Liquor Commission, they're going to get knocked in the teeth two times in a year because this ruling just came down April of 2026. And they pretended like they didn't know anything
about it. A couple of months ago? This just happened a couple of months ago?
Yes. That's when the ruling was finalized. Now, I believe the hearings were back in December of 25, but the ruling just came down April of 2026.
Unbelievable.
Here we then are in June. They come in, raid me. The only time this judge now is saying that they can do a warrantless search is if it's a routine inspection, which is to come in and look at your liquor licenses posted, the age poster, all these things. Now, it's worth reminding everybody, when they did this routine inspection, their investigator checked the box that said no illegal spirits. Then less than 3 weeks later, five people show up between my two properties, take all of my stuff. Never once was served with a warrant. Nothing. State trooper was there. I asked the state trooper, man, I'm really sorry you have to be here today. He says, and I quote, I'm just here to keep the peace, unquote. Why, if it's a routine inspection, would they need a state trooper there?
Because they may have felt that you would have responded a certain way that they needed protection? I mean,
well,
that's basically the only
Randy,
reason you provide a trooper.
I did respond a certain way, and that was to tell them to get the hell out of my restaurant. And that was to question them on the federal court ruling. That was to question them on whether this was a routine inspection. I don't think they walked into either one of my restaurants expecting the licensee to know every bit of detail about this federal circuit court ruling. He laughed at me. He scoffed at me when I said, this isn't very routine. He refused to acknowledge that their own investigator had been on my property less than 3 weeks before and noted that there was no illegal spirits. I'm required to give them all kinds of information. Randy, they're not required to say a word back to me. They can come in and not say a word and rifle through all my files, all my drawers, everything that they could possibly look through. They get access to it under the old statute that a federal judge knocked down. So they had to come up with a different rule. So they thought they could fly one past me and apparently other licensees as well. So they send this notice of deficiency via email with a deadline. The day of the deadline, we respond to them and say, hey, we need clarification on this rule. He sends back clarification stating the exact same thing, a licensee must comply. We question them. Hey, guy, we looked up the statute. It says an applicant for a license asking for further clarification. He volunteers the information. This is standard procedure. That blows me away, Randy.
Wow.
So you're now
amazing.
Saying that you've got a government agency that is out there lying to its licensees. That's not okay. I'm not okay with that.
Right.
This
Absolutely.
Agency has way too much power, just like the DNR, just like Eagle, just like, of course, Michigan Department of Health and Human Services that shut down our economy for the better part of 2 years. These people are crazy. We need an executive in the governor's chair. We need an attorney general that is serious. These agencies have got to be brought to their knees. It's insane. And people wonder why Michigan residents are leaving in droves and businesses are leaving at a record pace. This is why. Deregulate, deregulate, deregulate. Period.
Now, what's the status as far as, I believe there was a deadline that they wanted you to give them some information. Have you retained your attorney to deal with this issue? Where are we at right now?
Yeah, see, this is the funny part. They ask for information. We ask for clarification on the rule. They don't give us clarification on the rule because they can't. So now we're just sitting in limbo, right? I have both of my licenses. They haven't, you know, emergency suspended my liquor licenses like they did during COVID because I refused to comply. What we're trying to do is what we've been trying to do. We're trying to find one of the three distributors in Michigan that sell spirit, distribute spirits. We're trying to get our product into Michigan the legal way, and it's still difficult. This control that they have in Michigan, it's not a free market. Now, I understand it's a highly regulated industry, right? That's what allowed them originally to remove a licensee's Fourth Amendment. It's a highly regulated business, so we should be able to come in and inspect at a moment's notice. That's not the case anymore. And let's be honest. This is alcohol. It's 2026. There is a controlled substance now available in market in Michigan's market called marijuana. That is an even more highly regulated business than the spirits business. But yet these people want to act like it's 1940 or worse, 1922, when there was actual prohibition in Michigan. These laws are all generated from that era, and they need to be removed or replaced, plain and simple.
Well, moving forward, we have an election, and we're going to be determining who the Republican candidate is for governor. This is actually because the Liquor Control Commission, don't they fall under the executive branch?
100% they do.
Yeah, I just got Summer downstate. The governor oversees these agencies, and they also dumb down their employees. And they don't want any smart workers asking questions or pushing back. She used to work for the Department of Treasury, so she knows what she's talking about. Do you think these agents knew that they were doing a bait and switch on that paperwork, or do you think they just didn't care?
You know, that's a good question. You know, referring to the comment you just made previously, it would not surprise me if these on-the-ground investigators, you know, didn't have a clue really what they were doing, changing the words in their own statute. I want to believe that because that sort of absolves them of knowingly doing this. But
right.
My experience with these agencies, Randy, tells me otherwise. The arrogance that they have, that they believe that they have, is wild to me. The way that these people acted when they were in my restaurant, these were not a government agency that I'm partnered with by any means. You know, at least my health inspector, she's a wonderful person. If there's an error with something, we work it out. She helps us correct something. The Liquor Commission, they have no desire to do any of that. Their desire is to come down on you and fine you and make you look like you don't know what you're doing, when in fact, it's actually the agents themselves that don't know what they're doing. Now, I do have to say this. I'm coming down pretty hard on the Liquor Commission in this interview. They're all not bad people. There are so many different offices, departments within the Liquor Commission. For example, we're getting a permit for our back patio for the restaurant downtown that we're selling because it's Alpenfest week starting today.
Sure.
I've been emailing back and forth. You're supposed to apply for these things at least 10 days in advance. Well, I did that, but they needed some more information, a drawing of the patio or something like that. This gal I've been dealing with at permitting with the Liquor Commission has gone way above and beyond to try and get us this patio before Alpenfest. You know, emailing after hours, this, that, and the other. So they're not all bad people, I guess, is what I need to say. There are some very good humans in that department. And the Liquor Commission hasn't messed with me since we absolved everything from COVID. So why all of a sudden they need to come at me with a vengeance and then change the words in the statute? Did these people really think the guy that they gave the largest and longest suspension during COVID wasn't going to pay attention to you guys changing the words? That's offensive.
Yeah.
To absolutely. Think that I'm that ignorant, that I'm just that's going to fly under the radar. But what they volunteered is, it sounds like this is normal practice for them. So how many other licensees have they tried this against? And Randy, I'm getting my Barrel Club members, and since I know you're one of them, you may be interested in this idea. Since they took that folder that has all that confidential information in there, I have my Barrel Club members now asking if we can file a class action lawsuit
Absolutely.
Against the Liquor Commission.
Absolutely.
So we are looking at that, but at this time, we have no forward momentum whatsoever. The Liquor Commission is just sitting there, basically still waiting for us to comply with their illegal order, which of course we're not going to do. But the problem that lies is they've also requested information from our partners down in Bardstown, Kentucky, our distillers, our private label distillers.
Of course. They want to screw with your supplier.
Yes, and we're trying to explain to them. Right,
yeah.
Right, because they do business in Michigan too, and they don't want to be in trouble with the Michigan Liquor Control Commission. So we're trying to convince them about what's happening. So it's a really weird ongoing process, but I guarantee you something's going to happen pretty soon.
Very good. Well, listen, we appreciate and support you guys 100%. Please go eat at the Iron Pig Smokehouse, ironpigsmoke.com. Order carryout. We'll talk to you next week, Ian.
Thank you, brother, always.
On the Hour News, we'll be right back.